The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Hey, I'll tell you one of the things these old boys can do. They can race cars. Boy, give a wrap up here on the Daytona 500, where those good old boys were racing them cars. Good. And it was wonderful. Yeah, of course, we got to see the best part of the Daytona 500, which is Donald Trump and Melania Trump opening the race. We got to hear this. This is the best of all. With the Thunderbirds, the Air Force performance team, screaming from behind the president over the grandstands. Oh, gosh. Listen to this. If I can get it to play. I don't know why it wouldn't play here. I hit refresh. Maybe that'll do it. I'm on the president's Twitter account. Let's just go down to that. He's got a whole, here it is, right here.
Really an honor to be with all of you at the great American race. Gentlemen, start your engines. Daytona International Speedway.
Oh, that was good. And, you know, to give you the probably what, 99 out of 100 of you know the outcome of the race and so on, et cetera. So, but I'll just give you my appreciation of it. On Sunday, of course, the raid was, what was it, 20 laps to go, was canceled by rain. So today, this afternoon, they raced the final 20 laps, and we got a winner. Spectacular, wonderful. You know, I said, boy, I hope this race, nobody gets hurt. We want it to be a glorious, glorious, triumphant event. You know, if somebody got hurt, then all the media, you know what the controlled media, they'd be on and on with, you know, close-up pictures of the driver's injuries, and then, you know, sobbing and wailing, and all we white folks are unsafe and crazy, and we like to race cars, and there's something wrong with us. But instead, today, both the best and the worst happened today. The worst was a pileup involving half the cars in the field that were taken out. Joey Logano pushed the car in front of him, number 20? He pushed the car in front of him. Then that car pushed into the car in front of him, got sideways, and then Joey Logano sailed through the whole thing with cars spinning and cracking up and wrecking all around him, including Jimmy Johnson, the guy I rode with yesterday. But nobody was hurt. Cars were wrecked, but nobody got hurt, which is a testimonial to the European ingenuity of the safety features on these cars. So that was the worst of it, was that wreck. But then the ending, the best of it, Denny Hamlin won the race in the last, you know, well, he was making a move for the lead, and the leader, which car was the leader in? He made a move to block to the outside. He blocked Denny Hamlin coming around the final turn. Hamlin, very bold move, dropped quickly inside the lead car and brushing it, the two cars rubbing together, and the lead car even going a little bit squirrely. Hamlin then had to go fender to fender with the car below, tried to push him, squeeze him from below. And I forget the driver of that car. And then they came down fender to fender, locked together all the way to the checkered flag. And Denny Hamlin, who was behind by a couple of feet, at the very last second, pulled ahead by less than a foot. 200 miles an hour going across the finish line. Fantastic victory. So a great, a good victorious feeling for all Patriots there at Daytona. Nobody got hurt, and the most spectacular Daytona ever, because of the president's incredible show there. And I think you'll probably will see Denny Hamlin in the White House soon, within a matter of days. Here are the Thunderbirds going overhead, six of them in a perfect V diamond formation. Wow. Gee-miny. You know, the glory, as the president said, what did he say in his introduction? Pure American glory. Ah, that's wonderful. So millions and millions of Americans got to enjoy that. Ah, let's see what else the president put up. He's got lots of images here of the Daytona. So that's our summary on the Daytona. Now let's move on to another topic here. The president's latest tweet. I got to hit refresh, of course, because he can tweet when you're not looking. Here it is. 2 hours ago, he tweeted this. Did you hear the latest con job? President Obama is now trying to take credit for the economic boom taking place under the Trump administration. He had the weakest recovery since the Great Depression, despite zero federal interest rate and massive quantitative easing. That is, the Federal Reserve was bending over backwards to pump money into the economy to try to juice up the Obama administration. Didn't work. Well, yeah, the Obama was tearing it apart faster than they could juice it up. Now we have the best jobs numbers ever. We had to rebuild our military. That was an extra burden. The president brags rightfully about rebuilding our military with over $2 trillion spent in his first 3 years. But that was not an opportunity for him. That was a burden. The military that Obama handed over to Donald Trump was a wreck. The machinery, anyway, and the morale. But the machinery was a wreck. So Donald Trump, recognizing that, did what he had to do. He pumped a lot of money into the military to give us the best equipment, what our men and women deserve, the best equipment anywhere. And that put a huge burden. That was a great drain or tax on the Trump boom. Had to rebuild our military, which was totally depleted. The federal rate, the federal interest rate was up. So the Fed was trying to punish Donald Trump. They've done everything they can to sabotage him, everything they can. This idiot Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, you know, jacking the rates up when all the indications were they should come down. That what was he trying to do there? The logical effect would be he would have put the brakes on the economy. He says federal rate up, taxes and regulations way down. He said if the Democrats had won in 2016, the USA would be in big economic depression and military trouble right now. And then he salutes the best The best is yet to come. Keep America great. That's his most recent tweet. And so all of that, pretty darn cool. Just to recap some of the topics that must be on your mind that are out there right now. The wheels are coming off. Let's stay in our motor car metaphor here. The wheels are coming off for the red Chinese dictatorship, are they not? It appears United States Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton, was on TV today saying the Chinese government released from their bioweapons lab a lethal bioweapon virus. And that's what this coronavirus is. It's not something that spontaneously mutated among live bats. Can you believe these Chinese? They go to a market and they buy live bats. Not dead, alive. Live salamanders, they call it a wet market. All kinds of live animals you would never, think of eating. And you can imagine any diseases that those animals have, of course, they've got them. They got them right there. There's no, you're taking that diseased animal home with you. And if you just slightly undercook it, boy, if that's got some weird virus going in it, whoo-wee, there you go. But there you go. Now you've moved the virus from the animal cells to human cells. But it wasn't that. It wasn't the wet market. The Chinese government, Tom Cotton, Senator Tom Cotton, so the lid's off now. He's revealed it. The Chinese government is lying, has been lying to the world. This is their engineered bioweapon virus, very lethal, and they're not cooperating as to what it is, how it got out. They're not cooperating with the World Health Organization or the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, so they can't take efficacious action. The Chinese are being real enemies of the world, of everybody. And they've quarantined, the talk is they've quarantined at least 60 million people. That's like putting barbed wire on Washington, Oregon, California, and Arizona all combined. Nobody in, nobody out. And then they're talking about some tiny number of fatalities, and we're supposed to believe that. So that's a story going on right now. Is that something. Thank God we have Donald Trump as our president when that nasty event from the Red Chinese comes at us. We need a strong leader right now, and we may need him even more desperately here very soon. Just keeping on the common thread of the Red Chinese, to touch upon the other subject we addressed yesterday. Look at all the euphemisms they have. Climate change. Oh, climate change. What a phrase. Climate change. That's like saying climate change is an oxymoron, kind of like saying cold snow, wet water, airy clouds, scratchy sand. climate change. Yes, that's what climate is. Change. Climates change second by second. Always have, always will. Anyway, the global warming, of course, they dropped the phrase global warming, more or less. Then they switched to climate change. Because why did they drop global warming? Well, let's see. Everything was getting colder. Ooh, that kind of weakens the case for global warming in the public's perception, does it not? Then they tried to explain, well, it's getting colder. You've had some really cold. It's colder than ever where you are. But that's because the planet overall is warming, and that causes some lower temperatures than usual in certain spots like where you are. And where you are and where you are and where you are. Yeah, everywhere you happen to be, it's getting colder, but that's global warming. So they had to drop the global warming. They went with climate change. Anyway, we talked a little bit about that. But how does this connect with our friends, the Red Chinese Communists? Well, they view the global warming hoax as just what they themselves are perpetrating on Western civilization, a complete attack on Western civilization. They don't give a bat's ass, a wet bat's ass about global warming or coal or oil or carbon doc. What do they call it? A carbon budget? Carbon budget. The Chinese response to somebody asking, if you're the Chinese communist, where's your carbon budget badge? Carbon budget badge? I don't got no stinking carbon budget badge. I don't got to show you no carbon budget badge. We don't got no badges. China is burning coal as fast as they can. But one of the topics we covered last night is the fact that there is no need for a carbon budget. There's no need for us to stop consuming carbon, putting carbon into the air. That in fact, the reality, the truth, the scientific truth is that we have a deficit of CO2 in the air right now. Every plant on Earth is gasping for breath. And breath for a plant is not oxygen. That's what they produce, one of the things they produce. Breath for a plant, if you've talked to your local friendly plants lately in your yard, listen to them carefully. They'll tell you, we want CO2. They don't chant USA, USA. They chant CO2, CO2. And they really love Donald Trump because he's getting them some CO2 by turning America into the greatest energy-producing nation on Earth. All right, let's see here. And then I gave you a couple names. Have you remembered them from yesterday? Did you research these guys at all? William Happer, genius, Princeton physicist, emeritus. And Patrick Moore, also a genius, PhD, who I didn't get to talk too much about his bio, but he was one of the founders of Greenpeace. And he's parallel to David Brower, who is one of the founders, in effect, of the Sierra Club. He didn't exactly found the Sierra Club, but he built it. It's the house that David Brower built. So he is really the builder, the founder of the Sierra Club. He quit and was simultaneously dismissed in a battle with the board of directors of the Sierra Club when David Brower realized, you know what, these people actually aren't really environmentalists. Their loyalty is not really to the beauty of protecting the beauty of the Sierra. And of course, the Sierra Club covers nature all over the world, like Greenpeace, as Greenpeace does. There's a great parallel between Greenpeace and the Sierra Club. But Brower realized, he realized, you know, what's the number one threat to the environment, to the Sierra in California? What's the number one threat to the orange groves in California, to the beaches in California, to the clean water in California? What's the number one threat? Mexicans. We'll be right back with that thought, rather succinct, after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, let's take a look at what's going down. Go through the Breitbart headlines here. And the here's a headline at the top of Breitbart right now. CEOs keep 1 million Indian graduates in U.S. jobs legally. Think of that, folks. Let's read it. Let's just read down a paragraph on that. U.S. employers have quietly, people like Bloomberg, have quietly converted an imported army of 451,000 Indian temporary, in quotes, workers into permanent U.S.-based workers by merely nominating them to join the multi-year line to become legal immigrants. That's all the company has to do, is just put in a piece of paper that says, you know, hey, Rajneesh, put Rajneesh on the list. The stealthy inflow of white-collar visa workers was revealed in a February 10th press release from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. The release provides the missing piece in a puzzle that shows how at least 1 million non-immigrant Indians now hold jobs as temporary contract workers in Americans' white-collar workplaces. The establishment media ignores this Indian labor force within the United States, but it is very visible to the many U.S. graduates who are fired, displaced, or rebadged from a huge variety of middle-class jobs in software, accounting, management, recruitment, design, engineering, and even regulatory enforcement. This labor force also suppresses salaries for college graduate Americans, even as President Trump boasts of a blue-collar boom. The Indian labor force is so large. Now, folks, why the hell do we even need one worker from India? We don't. We never did. The Indian labor force is so large that many American graduates now work in Indian-run offices throughout corporate America, and especially in Silicon Valley. Yeah, a lot of the CEOs in Silicon Valley are people with names like Rajneesh. Instantly obvious as non-Americans. In those offices, even if without seeing them, in those offices, the mass of Indian workers and managers has pushed out many Americans, has replaced U.S. professionalism with Indian-style workplace politics of caste and ethnic alliances. Let that one sink in, folks. These are not Americans with a suntan and the name and a funny name. No, these are really people from India. And they really are Indians. They're not Americans. Indian-style workplace politics of caste and ethnic alliances. Deference to managers, blame shifting, kickbacks, and hostility to outsiders. According to numerous reports and lawsuits, as well as statements by Indian participants and by U.S. witnesses to Breitbart News. Now, this is a brilliant report. Who wrote this? Neil Monroe. I'm not surprised. Neil Monroe is one of the most brilliant Breitbart writers. That last paragraph was stunning. You haven't heard anybody ever tell you that story so cogently. Think about that. I haven't thought about it. Kickbacks are part of the culture of India. Blame shifting. Apparently that's what they do in India. Deference to managers. You know, kowtowing, you know, bending, bowing and scraping. Hostility to outsiders. Now it's like most of the managers coming in are Indian. So it is very hard for an American to get hired, an experienced Silicon Valley engineer and manager told Breitbart News. Now you can be sure Neil Monroe talked to a Silicon Valley engineer. That's a real, obviously not named. So that you're getting, this is true reporting. This is true journalism. This is what the pukes at the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, these pukes won't do this. They don't report. They don't tell you. See, we're learning here from Breitbart. We're learning what's going on. In my own home state, California, I'm learning what's going on that I didn't know, that was kept from me. Americans get screened out from jobs even before the interview process, this American, real American engineer said. I know at one point there was a woman that was an Indian woman who was in the human resources department. She was sorting through the resumes and all we got was resumes from India. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've been fools, folks. Yes, we've been fools for a long time. And this article, you know, this is, you know, I see myself as being, you know, up to date, well informed. And then I, you know, every day I find out, no, it's worse than I thought. As the president says, the deep state is deeper, it's worse, it stinks more than any of us ever thought. So let's go to this story here. This was one that really stinks. We have millions of Indians in this country in very highly paid, desirable, great jobs that belong to us. These are our jobs. Why the hell are hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of Indians given these jobs? Well, Americans are turned away. Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Not real journalism here. Neil Monroe of Breitbart is actually reporting something we're not familiar with. This is kind of a shock to actually read actual reporting where somebody is investigating and unearthing facts. Listen to this interview with an American, you know, a white American engineer, a real American. He says, actually just says an American engineer, might not be a white American, but a real American. He says, where I left off, even in the interview process, this engineer said, the Americans are screwed. When the interview process comes along, guess what? Remember, the Indian HR person was only sorting out Indian resumes for the interview process. But even if you make it into the interview process as an American, guess what? They're going to have three people from India and three from America interviewing the job seeker. The three people from India are all going to vote the same. They're going to pick their Indian guy. And they're going to say, yep, that's our guy. And the Americans, what do? Remember what Donald Trump said we are? Suckers. We're suckers. We believe in fairness. We don't want to upset anybody. We want to be nice to everybody. We're suckers. And the Americans are going to go back and forth. Guess who's going to get hired? It's such a skewed system. And the article goes on, India's 4,000-year-old caste system presumes and enables Indians to exclude Americans and to separate Indians from American society. Blah, blah, blah. I'll skip some. Americans, he says, are culturally oblivious. It's another word for suckers, to this idea that something so third world would be in the United States, says Jay Palmer, a former technology worker who now helps. There's more detail here than I can give you. He says they get kickbacks. These Indians, these managers, they get kickbacks because that's what you do in India. There are some Indian managers, I can prove this, he says, making upwards of $15,000 to $20,000 a month in kickbacks. And he says they expect from anybody they hire at least $5 to $10 an hour in kickbacks. Get this. Ready? I hope you've got your dinner down. I don't want you to puke all over the computer screen. For example, the Department of State issued 400,000 non-immigrant visas to Indians in 2009. 400,000. That lets them be in the United States just as if they were immigrants. They're not calculated as immigrants, but they sure as hell are. But that number rose to over 1 million Indian visas in 2018. Over a million, folks. The previous year, Indian workers sent almost $12 billion back to India in remittances. And well, trust me, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So there you go. Indians get roughly two-thirds of new H-1B visas, each of which lasts for 6 years. Now, in those 6 years, what do those Indians do? Oh, they get married. They have children. They get themselves completely embedded in American society. And they find 100 different ways that they can make sure they never have to leave, especially if they have to go before some Obama-appointed or Bush-appointed social worker or immigration judge. Amazon, Google, Intel, Facebook, Bloomberg, and other elite firms import many Indians and Chinese for jobs sought by Americans. There you go. So there's a hell of a story. Make your heart glad, make you sing. Good news, more good news today. But only Donald Trump. Of course, this is all coming out because of the existence of something like Breitbart. The existence of something like RBN and the existence, the appearance of Donald Trump, who puts all of this up on the front page of everyone's attention. By the way, the president's Twitter account has now grown to 72.6 million followers. Let's look at some more Breitbart stories today. Pete Buttigieg says that legal immigration is not letting enough people into the United States. Thank you, Mr. Buttigieg. Bernie Sanders is running ads which tout him as, quote, the first Jewish president. You know, and actually after Obama, I don't think Buttigieg can tout himself as the first gay president after Obama. Take that for what it's worth. Peter Schweitzer, one of our heroes, he writes today that Amy Klobuchar is not nearly as moderate as she claims to be. So true, folks. She scores a zero on every conservative index or measure of political leaning. She's very left-wing. That's where she's dangerous. She doesn't come across, she doesn't have the crazy hair of Bernie and the crazy eyes. She's not waving her arms. But her voting record, believe it or not, some of the conservative indexes of groups like the American Conservative Union and so on, the John Birch Society, Klobuchar actually scores a more left-wing score than even Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Klobuchar votes with Bernie Sanders 88% of the time. Joe Biden came out with something. He's competing with Buttigieg for the most insane immigration wokeness. He says under a Biden administration, nobody will be deported from the U.S. until they commit a felony. And of course, a liberal immigration judge or other judge will, of course, if that helps keep a illegal felon in the U.S., he'll knock the felony down to a misdemeanor. Gladly. They do it all the time. Obama tries to steal credit for the Trump economy on President's Day yesterday, today. Let's see. Joe Biden, I absolutely believe William Barr should resign. Now, this is nice. The left is now demanding impeachment of Attorney General Bill Barr. I think this is good. This is another bridge too far with Barr. It's letting the American people see, whoa, gee, they've tried to impeach the president 20 dozen times. Now they're going after this very reasonable-seeming Attorney General who's so soft-spoken. Oh, so they want to impeach anybody who's in any way patriotic. Oh, I get it. Here's this rings alarm bells. In a national voting poll, Mike Bloomberg now has jumped to second place behind Bernie Sanders. This is going to be one hell of a battle. Here's a story. We kind of hit a little bit of a Chinese theme tonight. Are you familiar with Gordon Chang? He's obviously a Chinese guy. Chang lives here in the U.S. and is quite patriotic, actually, really rips the cover off of the dastardly evil actions of the Red Chinese government. And here's what he says. Integration of Huawei technology in the upcoming 5G networks will enable China to deploy ubiquitous surveillance and control over America and the broader West, warns Gordon Chang. author of The Coming Collapse of China, in a Monday interview with Sirius and Breitbart's Alex Marlow. Get this. Quote, in London and in many other capitals, says Gordon Chang, China has bought the elites, referring to Western political elites, inexplicable decisions to include Huawei in telecommunications infrastructure development. Now that we had this story yesterday, Donald Trump, we hear, slammed the phone down on Boris Johnson. Have the Chinese bought Boris Johnson? Because he's deciding to include Huawei in the British rollout of 5G. Gordon Chang says, Huawei is used by Beijing to spy. Chang continues, if Huawei is embedded in 5G networks, they will scoop up the world's data. They will be able to control the world's devices on the Internet of Things. 5G is where much of the future is determined, and we are very, 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 he says that three times, far behind China. Think about it, folks. By the way, one of the relevant factors in that very, very, very far behind, did you know this? Something that you're left-wing media has kept from you and from the American people, as we're allowing millions of Chinese STEM students, science, technology, engineering, and math, to take up slots, precious training slots in American universities. The Chinese produce, and by the way, my numbers might be out of date, it might be worse now, but a few years ago, China was producing 10 engineers for every one engineer produced by America. 10 to 1. And I think that that one engineer number includes Chinese engineers trained in the U.S., who are a huge percentage. So what the percentage of ethnically Chinese engineers produced every year to European engineers produced in America, who knows? It's going to be way worse than 10 to 1. And that leads to a statement like Gordon Chang's, we are very, not very far behind China in 5G. Not very, very. We are very, he's a very understated guy too, Chang. We are very, very, very far behind China. Let's connect this with the coronavirus. The ongoing coronavirus outbreak in China reaffirms the rationale behind President Donald Trump's foreign policy goal of decoupling the American and Chinese economies, states Gordon Chang. He says, quote, Trump's efforts over the years, starting in 2017, almost as soon as he took office, to protect American supply chains from dependence on China are really good. The coronavirus epidemic shows the wisdom of President Trump's approach. Right now, we're seeing container ships leave China 10% full, which is obviously a lot less than normal. The result of this is we are going to move our supply chains out of China, which is absolutely a good thing for a number of reasons, but also we're going to be making stuff much closer to home. This is proximity manufacturing, which now seems to be quite wise. And then I mentioned Senator Tom Cotton earlier in the show, and I'll be going to calls here in just a moment. Frank in New York is on the line. Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, has entertained the possibility of a relationship between the coronavirus's origin and a virology institute in Wuhan, China. Chang indirectly referred to derision of Cotton's considerations from the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC, and similar news media outlets as a conspiracy theory. Chang says, Senator Tom Cotton has taken a lot of flack for suggesting that we should still consider the Wuhan Virology Institute as a source for this. He's absolutely right. Until we know more, you have to keep all of the scenarios on the table. Right now, we can't rule anything out. Chang then responded, this is a great cherry on top. Chang then responded to Michael Bloomberg's claim that the Chinese Communist Party enjoys popular consent from the Chinese people. And I'll give you this, let's see. We'll have one more break and I'll give you a real, I'll get to you, Frank, in New York, and then I'll give you the end of this great quote about what the Chinese government really is from a Chinese. We'll be right back.
Stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me.
We're back, folks, and we've got a caller on the line, Frank, in the formerly great state of New York. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. First of all, I'm kind of a complaint. Why does it take so long to get a point across to you? You know, your program is just about over.
Well, Frank, you're on the air. Please don't complain. What is your point? What is your point? Okay, you used up your time to complain. Go ahead.
All right. The BBC did a documentary about the cheating scandal of Indian students. In other words, their parents were giving them crib notes and cheat sheets, and they were scaling the walls of the testing centers. And so these students are coming here. Many of them are coming here with inadequate test skills, but they made it because of their parents cheated.
Well, exactly. That's what the third world and the non-European world, that's the norm for them. Cheating, blackmail, kickbacks, mafia style. That's their norm. You're right. And we're suckers. Frank, we're suckers because we're in an asymmetric war. They're fighting with real weapons, and we're fighting with pea shooters. So we lose every time.
Yeah, and I'm looking at it right now, an article called How China Infiltrated U.S. Classrooms. And this is unbelievable how they've simply broken into the intellectual, what would you call it, intellectual propaganda, and how they're basically sucking up everything this country has. And
yeah.
And now I'm an African American, and while the police are looking at me, the Chinese students are stealing everything, intellectual property.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Very good report, Frank. You're absolutely right. They play by different rules. We Americans we have an innate fairness. We don't want to offend people, and so we're people who, the metaphor people use is, don't bring a knife to a gunfight. So, but I used a more peaceful analogy there. We bring a pea shooter they bring everything. They lower the boom on us. And this is true of not just the Indians, but the Chinese. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they connive with each other. So what do we do, Frank? We've got to get ourselves organized and cohesive so that we defend when Donald Trump says make America great again, the America of my boyhood of the 1950s was a wonderful place for everybody, all Americans, including the 10% of us in America who were. I heard an interview with somebody who said the interviewer called her an African-American. And she says, well, I don't call myself that. Because I don't have anything to do with Africa. I'm a black American. I like that.
Well, that's a different subject. But
that's a
what
different
I'm
subject.
Saying,
the 10% of America that was black when I was a boy was doing great, and we need to make that part of America just as much great again as the white part of America.
Well, that could only happen by the groups themselves. So that's a different story.
Well, and Frank, pardon me for holding you so long. You've got a rain check. Come back and discuss. Expand on that subject for our audience, Frank.
Yeah, I will.
All right. Thank you, my friend. So long, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.